great to be with all of our friends. We were meeting with the Chevra this week, and it became clear that because we are in such a powerful time, there are a few times of the year, those of us who are students of Kabbalah know that the potential opportunity of the amount of light that we can reveal, not only for ourselves, but for the world, there's few other times of the year that are as powerful. And as we will share, there is something very specific. There is a consciousness and a light so specific that can only be awakened in the month of Adar, in this month of Pisces, and more specifically as we come closer and closer to the connection of Purim. So therefore we thought it was important to come together, because we're here not just to study, to understand, or even to do the what we call the machatzit ha-shekel, that action of giving that awakens his consciousness, but most importantly, as we will see, this is such an opportunity that we can't allow it to be missed. And Bezat Hashem, all of us, I have no question, no doubt, that because we're gathering collectively and we'll have all the same consciousness in this moment and throughout the next few days as we come to the great light of Purim, that we will see tremendous change through this consciousness, through this connection, through these actions together. As David mentioned, we know some of you will be with us physically here in Los Angeles, some of you physically at the centers, many of you will be streaming online. We want to make sure that all of our consciousness, beside Bezat Hashem, any additional understandings that we will have, is all focused on this one idea. What is the secret of this month? What is the secret of this moment? We know it's called Adar. Adar. Where does that name come from? We know it's an ancient Aramaic word, but it has to have both a biblical root, a root really at the thought of creation. So one of the great Kabbalists from Rome, Rabbi Natan, reveals to us that the secret of this month and the secret of this moment relates to a verse in Psalms. The word Adar, which is the ancient Aramaic word for the month of Pisces, correlates and relates and awakens to this significant energy of a verse in Psalms, Adir Bamarom Hashem. Also, that word Adir, which is really the word we want to focus on, but the word Adir means, can be translated as awesome, all-powerful. The light of the Creator is Adir. Adir is, again, stronger than all-powerful, stronger than awesome. It is an overwhelming force. So we want to understand what the word Adir means. What is its source? Then, of course, most importantly, how does it relate to the power that we can access and to the gift that we can access only during this time of year? That same section, Psalm 93, tells us something. It says, speaks about the forces that are in this world. Most of us, we look in this world, we know, of course, and we connect to the force of goodness that we call the light of the Creator, the endless light. But the reality, of course, is that our world currently is filled with other voices, other powers, other forces. The verses in Psalms say, Mikolot Mayim Rabim, Adirim Mishbereyam, which means the voices are so powerful in this world and they cause all kinds of breaking and pain and suffering. We look in our world, what are the forces that we see? Yes, when we connect, we can see light. When we are with our friends, with our community, with our family, we see light. But what are the overwhelming forces? And this is the word Adir. Adir is a force that is not just powerful, but it's like a wave that washes over everything. In our world, we see Adirim Mishbereyam. We see that there are forces that break everything. We see pain, we see suffering, we see death. Adirim Mishbereyam means that the voices and the forces that we see, that we experience, that envelop our world, that overrun our world like a tsunami of pain, that is the force that we see. That is the force that exists. And yes, we those of us who are connected and are doing our spiritual work, we try to reveal light. But still, Adirim Mishbereyam, the forces of breaking, of destroying, overtake our world. The root of this, the Kabbalists teach, on the second day of creation, it says the following. And by the way, it's the only day of the 7 days where the phrase, and it was good, which was said about every other day, is not said about the second day. Because what happened on the second day? On the second day, it says that there was a separation made between the supernal heavens and the lower world, or they're referred to as the waters, the flow of light and blessings in the supernal worlds, were separated from the flow of light and reality of this world. Separation. So that the two forces, one that are called the heavenly or the waters of the heavens, which represent all the blessings that we need, all the blessings to remove pain, suffering, and death, are separated. And the reality, unfortunately, that most of the world, most of us, to even continue to exist in, is what are called the lower waters. The Mishberei Yam, those waters, those forces, those voices that overwhelm, that destroy, that cause pain, that cause suffering. So on the second day, as opposed to the first day, where the complete reality was the totality of the light of the Creator revealed everywhere, where there's no room for forces of destruction, a separation occurred. There are the sources of great light and blessings called the supernal waters or supernal light, and then there is the reality that humanity continues to experience in this separated world, where there is Adirim Mishbereyam in this world, and to the degree that we remain connected only to this world, the waters, the flood of destruction, of pain, suffering, eventually takes over everything. So the word Adir, or Adar, represents the awakening of a flood. The awakening of a flood. A flood, there's one that we experience all the time, right? Most of us know we don't have to be told, we don't have to be spiritual. We look at the world, we see the Adirim Mishbereyam. We see the overwhelming flood that overtakes this world and takes everything down in its path of pain, of suffering, of destruction. But there's the other force, the other flood. And this flood is called Adir Bamarom Hashem, the supernal, endless light of the Creator that is separated currently from our world, but exists. What is the gift of Adar? The gift of Adar is to draw down that flood of light into our world, so that it overtakes all the other voices and all the other forces, Adir Bamarom Hashem, to draw down in the month of Adar that overwhelming flood of light, of blessings, of life. That is the work of Adar, and that is the only time of the year that we are given the opportunity to break through, to break away from and hopefully overpower the flood of negativity that exists in our world that overtakes everything, and to call down, to draw down the supernal, endless light of the Creator that was separated from this world, but in this month we draw it down and create, begin to create an overwhelming flood of the light of the Creator in this world. That's the understanding of the word Adar, the word of this month, but more importantly, the power of this month. No other time of the year are we given the opportunity to break away from the flood of death and destruction and suffering that overtakes our world, what's called the Adirim Mishberei Yam, the breakings, the pain of the voices of the waters of this world, and draw down a new flood. But this flood, a flood of light, of blessings, of goodness, of life, of eternal life. That is the work of Adar. So, before we even begin the process of what's called the Machatzit HaShekel, I ask all of us, today, but really every day until the end of the connections of Purim, what are we conscious of? What are we, as a community, collectively, what are we asking for? We're asking to draw down into our world Adir Bamarom Hashem, the awesome, overpowering flood of light that will engulf and take over all the sources of pain, suffering, and death and destruction. And remember, this is an opportunity that we can only access in these days, in the month of Adar, and specifically now as we are coming close to the power of Purim. And what's the root? Again, as I ask all of us in this moment, throughout all of our connections of Purim, this is our consciousness. We must, individually and most importantly, collectively, draw down into our world Adir Bamarom Hashem, this flood of endless light that overtakes all the purpose, all the sources and voices and forces of our world that awaken pain, suffering, and death and destruction. The next month, as we know, is the month of Nisan, is a month when we call it redemption, when freedom can begin, freedom from pain, suffering, and death can begin becoming manifest in our lives and in the world. But that is only possible if we make the connection in Adar. That's why Adar, Pisces, must precede Aries, must precede Nisan. We must do this work. We must do this work. And as I said, Bezat Hashem, there's a lot of other wisdom and consciousness we'll share, we will know, we will study. This has to be in the forefront of our consciousness throughout all of these days. What am I doing in my day? What am I doing in my connection? What am I going to be doing with the Machatzit HaShekel? And that's why we lift it and we bring it down. The Machatzit HaShekel allows us to connect to the Adir Bamarom Hashem, to the awesome, endless light of flood of light, not just light. Other times of the year, we can connect. We can connect to light. We can connect to blessings. Important, powerful. Every month has its gift. Adar, Adar, we break through the barrier of this world and connect to the supernal Adir Bamarom Hashem, to the endless light of the Creator, and bring it down into this world. Bring it down into this world. We have the ability, with our consciousness, with our action of Machatzit HaShekel, to bring down into our world the overwhelming flood of the endless light of the Creator. And as I said, this is the consciousness that we will do now in the Machatzit HaShekel. And we are going to hold on to this consciousness through all of our connections over the next few days. What an awesome, really awesome time, opportunity that does not come any other time. Does not come any other time. So now, as I said, we're going to do the Machatzit HaShekel. If you have your Machatzit HaShekel at home, you can do it with me. If not, I'm doing it for all of us together. And then, as we mentioned, throughout this day, myself and all the teachers, all the chevre, and we ask all of our students to do the action of charity that's called the Machatzit HaShekel, to support the work of the collective, the work of the center. But not just to do it. To do it with this consciousness. Why am I doing the Machatzit HaShekel action? Why will I be giving my Machatzit HaShekel to the work of the center this day together, all of us, again, the chevre, the teachers, and all of our students? Because we are awakening. We are awakening a flood of the light of the Creator to overwhelm all other forces that exist in our world. So as I said, now I'm going to do the Machatzit HaShekel. If you have it at home, you can do it as well. But more important is that the consciousness that we are going to have together as we lift up the Machatzit HaShekel and bring it down, we are connecting to the Adir Bamarom Hashem, the awesome, overwhelming force of the endless light of the Creator that we are bringing down into our world. And before the final time, to remind all of us, as we lift up the coins, we are breaking through the barrier to the endless light of the Creator. We are connecting to and touching Adir Bamarom Hashem, the awesome endless light of the Creator. And we bring it down into our world to begin the process of creating a flood of goodness, of light, of blessings for ourselves, for the entire world. And this light will overwhelm all other forces of separation, of death, of destruction from our world, Bezat Hashem. So I ask again that all of us, if you have the Machatzit HaShekel, do that action, but collectively, all the chevre, all the teachers, and all of our friends, all of our students, all of our community will be doing the Machatzit HaShekel, but with this consciousness, and Bezat Hashem, we will see the effects of this connection, not only in our own lives, but in the world where an awakening of a flood of light to overcome the flood of darkness, an overwhelming flood of blessings and life to overcome the curses and death that exist in our world, Bezat Hashem. As we said, Bezat Hashem, we did a good enough job in awakening our consciousness, but we have to maintain this consciousness throughout the next days, certainly into our connection on the Shabbat, and on Purim, this is what we're doing. We're doing many other things, Bezat Hashem. But this is the core of our consciousness, Bezat Hashem. And we will see that flood beginning, that flood of light, Bezat Hashem.